Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Football's football. The only way to get better at it is to play football.
We're fighting for wins.
I don't mind talking to y'all. You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill. You ever see a cheetah's dress?
What an opportunity.
You can sleep when you die. If you see any good players, tell them to come here.
Can he wait to get a score? Can he wait to get a score?
You want to get it?
Yeah, now.
Boy, you want to go inside what it's like to sit in this role?
Yeah, now.
That was
you
for
can
the good of the game.
But I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward.
Guys being dudes.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Sorry.
We're a little All-American rejects at us at the end there.
Yeah, well, what's that doing in there?
Well, it was because we last week did the story about them doing the punk shows, and you wanted it, and so then I found it, and then it ended up on a drops page. It needs to be deleted.
Well, it just lets you know that I was firing from the hip there. Shooting from the hip.
I saw that, too. Damn it.
Dang it.
It happens.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Well, he did have diarrhea, if you're just tuning in, just for the club.
Yeah.
A lot of people were saying he had diarrhea. They were right.
They were right.
He had the poopy butt.
It was a rough...
couldn't go on his golf trip.
It was a rough 4 days, not going to lie. Friday night. I mean, today was kind of touch and go. It's kind of one of those like, hey, I don't know about you, but like after being sick for like 3 or 4 days, do you just get stir crazy?
Like, yes. I can't. It's like, and I don't even say 3 or 4, like, if I'm homebound for, like, 48 hours, like, really not going out, I start going nuts.
Yeah, I was, it wasn't good. Like, normally, my gal is in a constant state of telling me to, like, rest. I'm not very good at just not doing things. And even she was like, maybe get out of the house today. Like she's getting.
So you went to Bi-Mart.
I did. I went to Bi-Mart.
Like any good human
and had an
would
experience
do.
Of all experiences.
Yeah. When you don't know what to do and you've been hemmed up, go buy yourself a hedge trimmer at Bi-Mart and get made fun of by a Vietnam veteran for wearing it. Just be aware that if you wear a Navy shirt, be careful. There may be an old crusty Marine that's got some choice words for you.
And he's not even buying anything.
No. That's the best part. Sir, you can go ahead of me. I'm not even buying anything. Wow. I just think, was he just waiting for Navy people? That make his whole day?
His pastime is just waiting to get into arguments about different branches of the military.
I kind of want to wear an Army shirt back in there. I want to see if like I can wear an Army shirt and find that guy. And would he say the same thing about the Army, or was it just the Navy?
And would he say the same thing about you? Ah, you couldn't hack it. Like, I mean, would that change depending
on
who you served with?
Yeah, he would have run through a big boy like me back in the day. Lucky it's not 30 years ago. Yes, sir.
What are the top three places someone who wanted... How did you put it? You said start a military branch argument?
Yeah.
Hello? Are you paying... Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, is his pastime essentially... Yeah.
Once again, yeah. Ryan Buckley not listening.
No.
I am too.
I think you're onto something. I think Bi-Mart's in the
what
top
What are the
three
top three places? I think I would imagine one is like the... like the old Shriners Club or like...
Oh, that's pretty good.
You know, like the Eagles Club.
And Elks Lodge Crabs.
Yeah, the VA. Well, certainly the VA. There you go. That's number one.
Off the top of my head, I thought of Bi-Mart, Harbor Freight Tools, a nice Golden Corral. I feel like if you go to a Golden Corral, you will get competition between the Marines, the Army, and the Navy boys.
Between discount consumption, like Bi-Mart, yes. Between like home improvement, like and then...
Discount home
and
improvement,
then a buffet,
like Harbor Freight.
I think you've got... Yeah, well, and freight, but... And then buffet, I think you've got your bases very well covered.
And yes, definitely an Elks or a Lions Club. Someone says Elks or Lions Club of Battleground Washington, you will get some competition. But what I liked from my man today is it wasn't enough to be wearing the Vietnam veteran hat. He had to throw the vest on to go with it. You don't really see the vest very often, especially on a day where it was 90 degrees. But he felt very comfortable in that. Like, I thought that guy was great. I don't know if that dude was just like trying to get a razz, but that was the best part of my day.
Well, so you know he was there for Lucky Number Tuesday.
I would assume
that's,
so.
That's why he wasn't buying anything, but he was checking his numbers.
His numbers.
Because you have to go in and show them your number if you're going to win.
And then someone pointed out on the text line earlier that the way they design the stores is that you essentially have to go through the checkout to get out, kind of like
in
casinos you have to go through the gambling floor
to
leave. And so maybe...
You might as well buy something.
If he's there for the numbers and he's not buying anything, it would stand to reason he's still got to get through a line.
I do enjoy the fact, though, that I believe he picked the line just to heckle me. For wearing my...
Oh, that I believe.
For wearing, like, I can't say what he called the Navy boys, but much candy asses those Navy boys.
All right.
That guy was fantastic. And let me just say, I'm excited about my new hedge trimmer.
Boy!
Yeah. It's. I haven't done anything.
Did you get a nice discount?
I did. Well, it was already at a low price, and then I found out it was $30 off. And let me tell you something. The lady that was near death checking me out, she was very excited about the low price I was getting on the hedge trimmer. Great value. Couldn't be any happier with it.
All right. Tom Cruise is now in the Guinness Book of World Records.
As the oldest middle-aged lesbian to jump out of an airplane at 30,000
feet. With a middle tooth. Yeah.
And boy, his face, every time I see him, looks more and more stretched out.
Well, I mean...
I just can't get over how stretched it is at this point. And it makes me scared for when I'm going to see him next.
Have you seen Wayne Gretzky lately?
What he will look like. Yeah, I have.
I believe that they may be in some sort of competition to see whose face can morph the greatest.
They made a movie about it called Face Off.
Dude, I'm telling you, if Wayne Gretzky and Tom Cruise switched faces, you wouldn't notice a difference. Throw Keith Urban in that mix. It's getting freaky.
Well, he's not just an action star with a stretched face. He is a world record holder, and we'll tell you why next on The Fan.
I love Tesla.
Well, Tom Cruise isn't just an action star, Jace.
No.
He is an action star with a stretched face and now a Guinness Book of World Record.
He is very successful, very rich.
3 years of age.
63. Yeah, Guinness Book of World Records record is what I meant to say. Cruise now holds the title for the most burning parachute jumps by one individual.
Oh, what is a burning parachute jump?
Is it literally a parachute that's burning while you jump?
Yeah. what else would it be?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like who else would... outside of a movie, why would you ever jump with a burning parachute?
Well, this was my question about the Guinness Book of World Records, and I know that there are tens of thousands of world records in there.
Yeah.
And tens of thousands that people try every year.
Yeah.
To, you know, like, to beat.
Yeah.
But I don't really get, like, does it, if one person does it, is that a world, like, does that set the world record and they put that in there, or do multiple people have to try it, or
you know? Who we need to ask about this is Joey Harrington. remember he's told us this story where the folks at Wieden and Kennedy were trying to come up with like the longest train of office chairs and they needed with a singing caboose or something, and he like kazooed at the end of the line. I'm like, I can't imagine there are people all over doing this. It feels like you just have to like tell the Guinness book you're going to try something and they tell you whether it's been done or not.
I do know that the Guinness people, like, you have to submit what you're going to do. So I'm guessing they do determine if anyone's ever done it before.
And they vet it.
Yeah, they vet it.
But can you just what I'm asking is, so he did this while filming The Final Reckoning.
Yes.
And he did it 16 times. And I guess they're saying that the record was broken during filming, meaning someone else had the record.
Well, then it had to be another stuntman.
And then they submitted it.
Although the crazy part is, I'm watching this on Instagram. I'm watching him do it. And, dude, it is badass crazy that he's one of the most famous people in the world, and he doesn't have he's jumping out of an airplane.
He's risking it all on every take.
Yeah. Say what you will. I love Tom Cruise. I get he's insane, the Scientology thing. Tom Cruise is freaking fascinating. And all I've ever said is that whenever I die, whether that's tomorrow or, you know, next Tuesday, I just want someone to be like, dude, that guy didn't get cheated. That guy lived a good life. He saw some stuff. Tom Cruise has lived 1,000 lives in his 63 years. Dude, that's freaking insane. Like, I'm watching him jumping out of that, and there's only so much you can fake that.
It's insane.
My man is literally spinning, like, in a whirly bird thing with his parachute on fire, then he has to ditch it and you know, then he has the spare chute. But the fact that you're doing that at 60 years of age.
And doesn't he do it like 16 or 17 times in a row that day to get all the takes?
Rob said 16.
16?
16, yeah.
16 times during the making of The Final Reckoning, the last Mission Impossible. And I'm watching how they go about it. And like, people are chiming in, like other like stuntmen are saying like, hey, I've done this once or twice and this is stupid. Like 16 times, he goes, this is insane. And this is from stuntmen. They're like, yeah, I'm not doing this more than once.
Would you like some other unusual Guinness World Records?
Yeah.
JC Babes?
Yeah. And by the way, I would not attempt a burning parachute jump one time, let alone 16.
Is there one that we could break, you think?
Yeah, I'm sure you could come up with some stupid.
Yeah, I think it's just a commitment, none of which we will, I mean, none of us will have that.
No.
But yeah, I'm sure there's.
I used
one
to watch that show Robin Big, which was kind of fun. The
Rob Dyrdek
with the big black Christopher something or other, who's bodyguard, is now dead. But yeah, they did that. I think they set out. I think they ended up breaking four or five on a show. They did this exact thing. They went through to find world records they could beat. One of them was like powdered donuts, like in a minute without a glass of water. You know, some of them were skateboarding tricks because he was a good skateboarder. But yeah, some of the stuff. I guarantee if you poured through the book and you put a little time and effort behind it, you could break something.
How about the longest marathon on a swing? In other words, the longest anyone has spent going back and forth on a swing set?
I think we once talked about, there was someone in the news that someone set out to break the teeter-totter record because they watched the Brady Bunch episode.
Yeah.
And so someone set out to do that for real, and it's like, it's several days.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a.
This is 36 hours and 32 minutes. That doesn't seem that long, does it?
It seems like a long time.
36 hours?
Well, and you do get like pee breaks and stuff. But yeah, I mean, again, if you set that out, you could swing for.
You get pee breaks?
Yeah, I think when it says like consecutive, you do get pee breaks and stuff.
Huh. Well, that's no. I mean. That makes it far less cool.
Well, this is way underwhelming. I was going to go see how we might go about this, and I clicked on a link on the official GuinnessWorldRecords.com, and I got a 404. Oops, we're supposed to help you break records, not web pages.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain that in all of these things, they do budget bathroom breaks. Yeah, the world record for most consecutive teeter-totter, we talked about this. It was a number of years ago, but they were watching the Brady Bunch thing. They did it for 216 hours and 10 minutes. God. I don't know how many days that is. Anybody? What's 216 hours? 24 hours? Break that down.
Hold on.
24, I mean,
9 days.
Yeah, dude, man, teeter-tottered for
9 days?
9 days.
But you said they get off and pee and eat and stuff?
I'm fairly certain they get a certain amount
you
of...
You could pee on a teeter-totter.
Yeah.
You probably couldn't poop on a teeter-totter.
Am I out to lunch that that's a little lame? That they're calling this consecutive when it's really not?
Well, I don't think you're allowed... Like, you couldn't do that.
So then the record should end when someone has to go to the bathroom.
I kind of agree with Buck.
I don't think that works. Let's see if I can find a...
How about this one? What do you think is the farthest someone has thrown a washing machine? Because this is in the Guinness Book of World Records.
God. Okay, so...
A foot and a half.
So, washing machine, picking it up. I mean, they're heavier than dryers. I'm going to say a washing machine weighs, I don't know, maybe 100 pounds. I'm going to say you get one of these big old beasts that can kind of over the head that thing. I'm going to go like 9 to 10 feet.
14 feet, 7 inches.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing they weigh between 150 and 250 pounds.
How much?
150 and 250.
Okay. Yeah, the dryer you could throw a little higher. Having moved a handful, the dryer is always easier than the washer. You don't have the drum. By the way, the teeter-totter, they were allowed rare breaks one at a time at a portable toilet near the stage.
Don't love it.
But they're not allowed to stop moving. So one had to keep going.
Oh, you had to hop on.
One would get off, run to the take a leak, and the other one had to keep moving according to to that. But they were not allowed to stop for sleep.
Yeah, that would be then it wouldn't be a record at all.
But one would sleep while the other one
teetered. Just kept going. See, I don't like that either. I don't know. I think those guys are kind of weenies. How about most in a beard? I've got 5.
Run that by me?
Most in a beard.
What is most,
what in a beard?
I don't even know what that means.
Most forks in a beard.
Almost forks in a beard.
Most forks.
I've got 5
beard.
Different most in a beards, but the first one is forks.
Oh. Well, most some of these forks. Dudes with their beards, like this, some of those beards are gross.
Yeah.
The ZZ Top beards. Which, by the way, I have a big beard, and I've let mine go for a little while. It is such a pain in the ass. How those dudes have a Jebediah sort of beard, that is...
You're committed
just,
to the bit.
Well, but it's dumb. Like, I've let my beard go for maybe, I don't know, where it gets down to maybe like my collarbone. And even that is just, it sucks. It is, you can't eat, you can't drink with it. It's just a constant pain in the ass. I can't even imagine what one of these dudes that has a real hillbilly beard. And I'm guessing you could get like 100-something forks in that thing.
126.
Hey, there you go.
Most chopsticks in a beard, 520. Most paper straws in a beard, 534. Most pencils in a beard in 1 minute, 59. And most pencils in a beard overall, 456.
Yeah. I would like to see the length of the beard on that.
It's very long.
I was going to say, and you got to have bush in that.
It's down past his nips.
Yeah, that's... I do not... You talk about being committed to a bit that just... It makes every part of your life harder. So why would you do it? So the people that have like the really long fingernails, it makes everything about your day-to-day existence more challenging. Why would you do that?
And the most tennis balls caught blindfolded.
Huh. Do they have like
in a row
auditory sensors on them? Or how would you catch them if you didn't know where they were?
Just like bouncing off your head?
You get like a Marco Polo situation going 10. On? Or
11.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I was fairly close on a lot of these. I feel pretty good. 11. So yeah, like how hard are you throwing them? Is that launched from a...
It's in 1 minute.
Yeah.
And it was achieved by an Australian by the name of Anthony Kelly. Blah, blah, bloop, bloop. Yeah, that's all it says.
Well, I've got a list of records that we could break if we want to try to do that next.
What do you think is our best bet?
Oh, I mean, a lot of it's speed related. Like, how fast can, like, for example, how many toilet paper rolls could you build a tower of in 30 seconds?
Yeah, there's no way, dude, because I've seen people that, like, stack like that. I'm not doing that.
No, that's not one I'd want to
only
tackle.
28 rolls in 30 seconds. I feel like that's doable.
I don't think so.
Well, someone did it.
Don't you? Well, yeah, but don't you think you'd have to be kind of interested?
Yes. Yeah. Like, well, and the people that do that, you have to have a stick. Like, I've seen like the record stack people that do like the cups. That's like, you're a savant for that. Like, you have a unique talent that you have to. And I do not have that. I do not have the quick.
Yeah, we're
twitch.
Out on that.
How about how many socks you can put on 1 foot in 30 seconds?
Again, I think that the efficiency that it takes for that, again.
What if you got to have everything set up all nice, get a little system in place. Again, 28 socks, that's
don't
the
love
record.
It. Wouldn't be any good at
most
it.
Most white Russians consumed by a lactose intolerant man in a 4-hour radio program.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Hours of radio missed due to explosive diarrhea.
Well, that's. When I was at the Lebowski bar in Iceland, I tried to conquer. They said no one had ever done it. I tried to conquer their white Russian menu. I think there was like 39 different flavors.
White Russians.
It did not. The stomach gave out way before.
How about most clothespins clipped to your face in 60 seconds?
Yeah, I've actually seen the person that like has the record of most clothespins on your face.
Yeah, that would be Silvio Saba.
Yeah, that thing's ridiculous.
He got 51 on there in a minute.
Now, here's the question. How many of these will we have to go through before we find one that we're even remotely think we could do?
The longest flight of a rubber band. How far could you shoot a rubber band?
No chance.
30 meters.
I feel like that would take... Whoa. I feel like that would take a lot of practice.
Yeah. But at least, again, that's just flicking a rubber band.
Are there any of them that don't take any skill or practice?
What about eating the most baked beans with a cocktail stick in 60 seconds?
A cocktail stick?
You know, like basically like toothpick. That, like,
so
holds
do you
the cherries and all
do
that.
You stab any?
Yeah, you have to stab them to eat them.
Yeah, see, again, I don't think I'd
How
be
many
any
could
good
you at... do in 60 seconds?
Five? I don't know.
Let's see. I'd be more willing to attempt that.
He did 68 in a minute.
God.
You see, there's no way.
How does he do it? So he scoops. He uses it as a spoon.
I don't know.
Again, the efficiency that it takes to do that, like, you're going to have to do that hour after hour after hour after hour.
Yeah.
In order to get down the efficient movement of
exactly.
That.
Longest no time with an object balanced on your nose?
No chance.
2 hours, 42 minutes?
Nope.
Man, your neck would be sore. Most t-shirts put on in 60 seconds.
Again.
Wouldn't you have to be super skinny?
Or just have a wide-ranging sizes of t-shirts? They just get bigger and bigger. 260 of them!
See, whoa!
I guess that comes down to, I don't think we appreciate how stupid these things are. But again, I go back to the efficiency of movement and how long that must take to get everything eliminated to where you're just one after the other.
260 in 60 seconds is more than 4 t-shirts that's, every second.
That's in. How does that even happen?
I don't know. Or I mean, can you do something where you have a bunch of them kind of stacked up and you can actually throw on like 5 or 10 at a time? I don't know.
So that goes back to like when you watch, if you ever want to see something crazy, look at the cup towers, where people watch the people that compete in those speed,
like the stacking competitions. They're nuts.
You can't, like, you just blink and it's over. Yeah. Or there's people that can solve a Rubik's Cube
in like a second.
In 1 second. And then you watch it happen and you're like, dude, you could stack cups or a Rubik's Cube or whatever. You could do that for 10 straight years. And if your brain isn't wired in a certain way, you aren't beating that record. So these records may be dumb, but the idea that these are easy to break or anyone can break them, that just isn't the case.
Yeah. Do you think that if I put your life on the line and I said you had to enter that record book in a year, do you think you would die?
I think
or I kill you?
I think you could find something in a year's time
in
to dedicate.
Year.
I think you could do it.
Okay, so the same man has a record for the most spoons hung on his face and also fastest time unraveling a single roll of toilet paper with just one hand.
Dumb.
9.8 seconds.
One hand.
Unrolling a roll of toilet paper.
And it can't break?
It doesn't say.
I don't even know what that... I gotta tell you,
do you
know
how toilet paper works?
I think I'm dying.
There's a good chance.
Dude, I don't think, like, you put my life on the line and said, Rob, From this day forward, you have 1 year, 365 days, to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. Now, if you complete something on the 365th day, and it takes them 30 days to verify it or whatever, you're still in.
Yeah.
But you have 1 year. You got to get in that book or I'm going to kill you. I think I might be dead.
I'll tell you this. Look, there's a good chance I'm dead too. I think the vast majority of people would be like, no problem. I think the vast majority of people at the end of the year were taking a bullet to the head.
Well, and don't you think too that the hard part of that would be, okay, you'd figure out, it would take you a while to figure out, or you would pour over a night, like the whole book. There's like 65,000 records in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go over as many of them as you can in the shortest amount of time to find out which do you think suits you.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you have to pick one because it's going to take you a while to master it.
Yeah.
And what you're going to find out is, oh my God, I can't master this.
No.
And then you got to go on to the next one, and now you've killed a month.
You are so right.
I think I found one that's more luck-based than like dexterity or practice-based.
Well, why would you want the luck one if your life's on the line?
The key to this is proper selection. You have to get it right the first time.
Well, and so I guess that's just it. Some of these things, it feels like you are never going to be able to do, period. Whereas some of them, it feels like if you get a stroke of luck on your side, you could. So like this one is fastest time to arrange the alphabet from a can of Heinz SpaghettiOs. Alphabet shapes. Or
okay. How fast?
3 minutes, 21 seconds.
So you have to go A to Z, that's it?
So you get a can, you have to find all 26 letters and get them in order.
See, I might...
But I feel like that's the most in realm of any of the ones we've talked about.
I might be inclined of all the ones we've talked about, you give me a year to do it. I'm going to get better as it goes. I do it 1,000 times a day.
It's probably tough because they're mushy, but like if you get lucky and you get some in the kind of right-ish order already when you scoop them out, like some processes can go faster than others.
I think that might be the one that I spend a year...
So far.
Because you're right. I think some of that is just eventually you got to get a sweet draw.
Yeah.
Like where you're like, oh my God, like A, B, C, D, like at all. You're just this is good.
Yeah, your first scoop of the spoon, you get 10 of the first 11 letters you need or whatever.
I'm looking here. There's a Guinness YouTube page, and I'm just like looking at some of these. And again, you would think like the most finger snaps in a minute. You're like, oh, I'm snapping your finger. My man snapped 296 times in a minute. You're not, I don't care how many times you are not snapping 297. Almost three a second? It's not happening.
How is that even humanly possible?
I don't know. I'm watching him and it looks like he's about to have a heart attack. Like his hand, you can't even see his hand. It's just a blur.
How fast could you place 24 cans of beer in your fridge?
Ooh. Oh, I got to go one at a time. Can I just hug
I don't know if you have to go one at a time.
I don't know. Like,
what do you
like,
mean? You can't just throw it all in there.
6 seconds.
9.76 seconds is the record.
See, again, that's another one.
I might take a crack at that.
Cans must be intact, unopened, must use commercially available refrigerator, and it must begin with the door closed. If any cans fall over or any end up broken or dented during the process, it's invalid.
No, you can't dent
That'd be fun to try.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that one. Might not die, but probably would die. I mean, again, some of that comes back to just reflexes. Like, you're only going to be so fast.
Yep. And that's kind of the scary part. Like I said, I think a lot of it is genetically, are you capable of doing it? Do you have the dexterity and the muscle memory to do it?
So you were talking about luck versus skill or dexterity. How about just I think our best bet may be just a timed thing. Like, just endurance. Like, I hope I can, you know, like you said, longest teeter-totter.
Sure, just do something forever.
Let's just try that, and let's just keep going until we can't go anymore.
Sheer tyranny of will.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm watching the t-shirt guy. Dude, no way. That dude is insane. He's just no wasted movement. That dude's flying. I don't think I could ever, and he's on his knees doing it. He's got knee pads. The endurance one, the teeter totter, the swing one was 36 hours.
Yeah, let's try that.
That would
suck. But
my life is on the line. I know that I'm gonna die. You're telling me I got an entire year and I just got to make it 37 hours. I think I could. You know, I don't care how tired or sore I got. The idea that I'm gonna die if I get off that swing, I think you can do a lot with a gun to your head. That's the whole Fight Club motivation thing, right? Like, when you've got a gun to your head, I think you'd be amazed at sort of the endurance that you're gonna have.
We talked about this while you were gone, and I know we have to break, but just I'll plot this in your little brain up there.
Yeah.
What if all athletes had a gun to their head to perform? Would performances be better or worse?
That's a good question. Because they're already all essentially trained to be able to give their absolute best. So does the mental component of it make it better or worse?
Tell you what,
right.
Yeah.
For most, it would be a lot worse.
I think worse. Certainly for golf, it would be worse. seriously, I mean, it's already a mind F. And then you've got a gun to your head.
Yeah.
You think you're going to shoot 70?
I think baseball pitchers would be a mess.
Yeah.
People at the free throw line.
Tell you what, it'd make me take a little poop in my Swiss hiking shorts, my little chubbies.
But maybe you would be a better player.
I'll tell you what, I think the occasional person, the psycho, it would elevate your game, but the vast majority of people would just end up with a head blown off.
Micah Parsons would love it.
By the way, I'm watching the world record Mr. Potato Head assembly. That's pretty crazy, too. All the components of a Mr. Potato Head assembled at once.
It's like 6 seconds or something?
4.7 seconds.
Well, it's only like... He's got hair, eyes.
Oh no, dude! You've got
hat, glasses. Eyes, mouth, nose, mustache.
Two arms, two ears, a nose, a hat, feet, the mustache. Yeah, in 4.7 seconds.
Damn. All right, let's get out of here. Here's Buck with sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Justin Thomas had a good idea about the U.S. Open being at Oakmont. Oakmont's like notoriously hard.
Yeah.
He said, why not go on Monday after the pros play and put a 5, 10, or an 18 handicap out there, or all of them? And they play the way the pros play, the same setup and everything, and see how they do.
I would love that.
Why not do that?
Well, I mean, that was like J.J. Watt. Remember, he was doing the over-under on what he would shoot at the Masters or whatever. You know,
except I think they should play, I think they should play Wednesday. I think they should...
Before?
Play before, and then I think that gives us context to how good those guys are.
I think that would be the better kind of like setup to get people yeah. into the tournament, but I also think there's no chance they want hacks hacking up the course.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
But I also mean, I feel like you could. He talked about Justin Thomas kind of mentioned like any 5, 10, 18 handicap, whatever. I think you could do this a little bit like we've had with the match and not make it against people, but just take people we know and apply their real life handicaps. So, you know, give me, you know, throw a Steph Curry out there who's got a 5 and throw somebody else out there who's got a 10 and throw, I don't know, John Smoltz out there who's a scratch. Like, I think it's more fun if we know who the people are. They don't have to be mic'd up necessarily, but it just would add intrigue. And there's plenty of, I think, athletes who want to do it.
We know the Masters is tough and Augusta and all that, but there's nothing like a U.S. Open. Greens rolling at 15, 15 and a half, 16 with the rough that's out there. I'm sorry. When professionals, when Rory's out there saying he didn't play bad and he shot an 81, this is where I would love to see some swinging D that thinks he's good. But really, go out there and... Every Tom, Dick, and Harry thinks that they can go out and do what the pros do. And I would love to watch someone who's some cocky scratch golfer go out and just get his ass handed to him.
They were talking on Golf Channel last night about a guy who's a plus handicap who went out there and couldn't break 85. Plus handicap. This is a guy who shoots under par regularly. Yes.
They went and did a man on the street thing with all the golfers out there, and they asked them all what they thought an 18 handicap would shoot this week.
What handicap?
An 18, basically a bogey golfer. Would shoot at Oakmont this week, and almost all of them, nobody said under 110. They're like 110, 120.
A million.
Oh, yeah. Dude, so that's roughly me, right? I'm a little better than that. I would literally take a 9-iron, and I would hit nothing. All I would do, I would stand on the tee no matter what it was, and we're hitting a 9-iron, and guess what my second shot's going to be? It's going to be a 9-iron.
Another 9.
And the third shot? Unless it's like a par 3, we're hitting a 9-iron.
Not a bad way to go.
And we're just going to try to play it. We're playing it right down the middle. And then anything, by the way, any of my chips? No, that's just... everything's either going to be putted or we're bumping and running. And we're playing to the middle of the green. And then everything's a lag putt. And that's my goal.
There's a dude out there today who has the worst odds in the field, Zach Blair. And he had 122 yards out on one of his practice holes. And he just busted out the putter.
He
putted it up there. And he putted it to about 8 or 10 feet. It looked pretty good. But
so that goes back to if I had to play something like the U.S. Open or a really tough course. And there was like a stroke, like one of those ridiculous things. Like you do this, you know, 100 and whatever. I wouldn't try to play it like a real course.
No.
I would just, you hit a pitching wedge.
You remember the, you'd save a lot of balls that way, too, because if you're hitting it all over the place, Rory said you're not finding that ball.
No.
They have spotters.
Yeah.
We don't.
No.
And it's like,
just a lot of balls.
You're just
going to
lose every ball.
A lot of people are saying that.
Rory McIlroy has diarrhea.
Yeah.
So you remember the whole... We've talked about this several times over the years, but they did a competition at Sawgrass for the worst golfer in the United States.
Yeah, I remember that.
Who played, like, you had to submit. They chose four guys. They did a foursome. And these are guys who play all the time.
And they're just terrible.
And they're so bad. Yeah. And I don't remember what the lowest score was. I want to say it was 170, 190. Can you look that up?
I will. Because I remember when we talked to there's video.
Yeah, there's video. It's really funny. They did it way back in years ago.
Yeah.
And the guy who got to 17, that's the Island Green.
Yeah, I see it here.
He ended up
1985.
He could not. What did he shoot?
257.
257. He got to 17 and his caddy, because they were playing by the rules. It was all penalty strokes. There was a marshal with them. Like they had to play everything the way the pros play. And he got to 17, and his caddy looked at him and said, "You don't have enough ball. If you knock enough balls in the water here, you're going to run out of golf balls." Do you know what he did?
I'm watching. Well, it's here in front of me, so like I'm.
So cheating. Do you know what he did?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
What did he do?
So he needed 66 shots.
Yep.
On the par 3 17th hole alone.
Yes.
And he lost 27 balls in the water.
Yes. But do you know what he did though?
Because
he had to finish. Well, finished.
I'm guessing he putted.
He putted from the tee box
around.
All the way around on the walkway, all the way to the green until he got it in.
Man.
And then they brought him back years later, the same guy. He was so embarrassed by that 66. He took a 66 on a par 3.
Yes.
They brought him back years later.
To be fair, those 27 water balls are going to hurt.
I can imagine few things as humbling as that.
Yeah, they brought him back years later, and he was way better. I think they said he shot, I think he got a 27 or something.
Way better.
Or 25, I don't know.
Well, like, look, we've all had something that we've done where you know you're incapable of doing it. Like, that's how disheartening it is. Like, if you don't know what you're doing and you're not a good golfer, I don't know. Like, okay, you stand up there and you're like, hey, I give you 50 shots. Dude, you're not hitting that green. You're just, you're getting how many?
You just got to get really lucky.
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
But those guys play golf all the time. I kind of don't really understand the guy who plays all the time and continues to suck. Like, you should.
You would think.
I mean, like, you know, try to get.
No lessons, just keep
hacking. Just. You want to learn why that's going bad or.
Watch a YouTube video. Yeah, get something. A little more loft in there.
Yeah, listen to somebody somewhere.
I'm trying to see if I could see what happens when he came back. But yeah.
Yeah, I think.
257.
257 with a 66 on 17. And then it was, I think it was like 20 years later they brought him back. God, I don't remember what he shot.
I'll see if I can find it.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, Hot Corner's coming up next. Ah, there's Patrick Harris. He survived Vegas.
Oh, yeah, he was down there. He actually made it, unlike me.
First time ever to Vegas. Hmm. Yeah, I can't find. So, the world's worst golfer.
So, yeah, he
his name was Angelo Spagnolo. And he went back to Sawgrass 20 years, or
but
maybe
it
was 25
years.
He
only played 17.
Yeah, they only brought him back for the 17th hole.
And there's
25
a,
years later. So he shoots a 66 on number 17 alone, yes, en route to a 285. Mm-hmm. At Sawgrass in 1980. Years later, they have the bright idea to bring him back and say, you need to do better on 17. And he played 17, and I cannot find what he shot. There's a YouTube video, but it's...
Yeah, and there's a Golf Digest article, but I'm not...
It doesn't say.
Well, you have to sign up for their stupid newsletter and...
Yeah, we don't want that.
No. And there's a video link, but
he did... I know he did much better.
Yes.
The second time.
I wish I could find it, so... Well, I have found it, but they're not letting me actually see.
How's that
it
for a segment, guys? Mm. Us not being able to deliver anything and telling you about it.
Yeah, that is.
You're welcome.
That's right up our alley.
All right. Hot Corner is coming up next. Our show. This show.
This.
Back tomorrow. 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.